Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Good morning, Regina. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
We are moving through it.
Yes. I can't believe that we're already into the seventh month of the year. Where did the time go?
So far, so good. But it's, yes, I agree with you. It's going by very quickly. And Yes. We've got school coming up. And this kind of ties into a little bit, right?
It does. You know, and I, Roxanne, we have just amazing people who not only live here in the High Desert, but who work here and who are committed to serving here. And so I feel really, really fortunate a lot of times when we have the opportunity to bring those people forward and introduce them to community in a broader way, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a gentleman that I absolutely feel that way about, Steve Tyrell. He is an engineering and maintenance manager at Mitsubishi Cement. I'm sure we're all aware of Mitsubishi Cement and the wonderful community service and work that they have done over the years. I've been here for 30 years, and I have always been aware of Mitsubishi in terms of being a very solid community partner. His resume is amazing, the work that he's done is just kind of mind-boggling to me. Some of it I can't even pronounce, you know. But he brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to his roles, along with a natural talent for building strong relationships, whether it's with clients, vendors, colleagues, and or community, right? He's now added to that impressive list, being newly elected to serve as a trustee on the Victor Valley College Board.
Awesome.
And so we say welcome to Mr. Steve Tyrell to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Welcome.
We're excited to have you
thanks,
join
Steve.
Us.
Thank you for having me.
So today, we just kind of want to get to know you a little bit and talk about your role as a VVC trustee. And for me, I'd like to kind of know what motivated you to run for election.
Well, the biggest reason was there was an opening. Dennis, a long-serving trustee, had passed away.
Yes.
And I had been fortunate enough to do a lot of volunteer work with the college and the career technical education field, developing training programs for industrial electrical, industrial mechanical, and mechatronics, which is used a lot in the logistics centers. So your Amazons, your Targets, your Walmarts.
Okay.
So when that opening came up, it happened to be in my area. I live in Apple Valley, and that's where the district opening was.
Yes.
So I threw my hat in the ring and was fortunate enough to get elected.
Wonderful. And so can you tell me a little bit about what you kind of hope to accomplish being a part of this board?
I'd love to see the career technical education program continue to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is that gives youth opportunities to find something that they really enjoy doing, and then they get paid for it. So then it's not a job.
Right.
It's something that they can really put their passion behind. There is quite a bit of interest in a multitude of different fields, and fortunately we've been able to reach into the high schools as well. Making sure that they understand that you can make a very family-sustainable wage by staying right here locally, getting certificates. And when I say family-sustainable wage, I mean something that you can then go out, buy a house, live comfortably, take vacations, all the things that we enjoy doing.
Have a quality of life.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And that brings up the whole economic stability of the High Desert region.
Yeah. So, Steve, let me ask you, with that, are there particular industries, because we hear a lot of that kind of talk, but I don't know that our young people, and I don't know that a lot of us, even as adults, really understand when we say that, because, you know, you always hear there's great training and there's great jobs out there, but where are these jobs? What are the industries? And who would be a good candidate to go into that field of study and pursue that?
Well, the first thing most of the employers up here in the High Desert look for is a high school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a high school graduation, you can get your GED. I've done numerous presentations over at Mojave High School,
mm-hmm.
Which is a continuation school. We host tours so people can get exposed to what these industries are.
Yes.
Not many people know what mining is, so it's always good to come out and see what the different aspects
yes.
are. We're fortunate that many of the mines here, it's not just cement. Across the High Desert, we have a gold mine. We have U.S. Borax, which is
yes.
actually owned by Rio Tinto. We have the 6 cement plants that run across the High Desert. And then the quiet ones that are out there that not many people know about
right.
would be General Atomics and the aviation program. One of the things that VVC was very instrumental in is getting a program for electronics technicians so that they could train incoming personnel that didn't have the skills. General Atomics trained them on how to do that.
Wow.
So that's one of the quiet industries that
mm-hmm.
are up here.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that the small mom-and-pop shops have the same opportunity to train employees that would like to continue to grow in their skill sets. Duval Rubber is one,
yes.
which is located over at the Southern California Logistics
yeah.
Airport, or as I call it, SCLA.
Yes.
That's also where the college put in a High Desert Training Center. And that was emulated a lot after the Intech Center, which is located down on
mm-hmm.
What used to be California Steel Properties. They have a training center there that offers a wide variety of training again. And that was a joint venture between San Bernardino Valley College and Chaffey College.
Mm-hmm.
Chaffey had most of the electrical side training, and Valley did the mechanical side. Being a Cal Portland former employee, we had to have that same thing back 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we worked with the Workforce Development Board, and we got that training instituted, but it was on a yearly basis. We were finally able to get those programs through what's called the IDEA Committee, which is the Inland Desert Employee Association, for apprenticeship training. So we got
okay.
through the Department of Labor, and we got through California Apprenticeship approved programs. And that developed into the Launch Program. The Launch Program now has a multitude of career technical trades that you can get trained in, working a lot with Target. Again, that's down the hill,
mm-hmm.
and we try to make sure folks up here stay up the hill because
right.
the pass is a pain.
Right.
And
yeah.
those programs are available at VVC. If you have an employer that has an opportunity to develop quite a few jobs, we'll even special tailor programs to meet that need.
And that's wonderful, and I'm not sure that a lot of our youth and community are aware of that. So it's wonderful that you've been going out sharing this message with especially our high school students, and that I know VVC has really, because we've had Mackenzie
mm-hmm.
Tarango in to talk to us about the CTE program, and I think there are like 30 programs, Roxanne.
There are so many different things, and I even, as a alumni of Victor Valley College, I can't emphasize enough how great some of these programs are, and every year it seems you have like more and more new things,
yes.
and it's just a great thing that it's so accessible right here locally in the High Desert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think meeting the need, because we know that every high school graduate is not necessarily college bound.
So I did find out a few years ago, we did a little survey, and we found that over 60% of the local high school graduates, 6 years after graduating from high school, don't have an associate's mm-hmm. or a bachelor's degree. So we need to spend more time for those 60%, upwards of 70% of our graduating high school students for something that they can, again, have a family-sustainable wage at.
Right, right. And so that kind of sounds like, to me, that's part of your mission in terms of being a trustee, is to help champion that.
It is. I don't feel that college is either not economically available for everyone,
mm-hmm.
or it's not what they really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend I'll use my kids as an example. One went and got a business degree, mm-hmm. and the other one was passionate about the arts, so he got a fine arts degree. Mm-hmm. The bachelor's degree in fine arts does not pay a great deal of money, and it takes quite a bit of time to find a niche that is in your passion field.
Right.
Not everybody is going to be an actor.
Right.
Not everybody is going to be a writer.
Right.
So there's a lot of support staff, but not all of that support staff requires a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
So that was enlightening to him. The business major ended up having to develop a business. And
okay.
That's not exactly easy to do.
Right.
It's like if you become a doctor and you want to develop a practice, that takes time.
It does.
Have to develop trust and confidence. But the same is true for the trades. I mean, if you become an electrician, you have to either start your own business or get on with someone that has a business. And it takes time and effort to learn the business side of things. And it's a great way for you to get in with a company, learn some of the skills that you need to do. We'll train you to do that in most cases. Most of the employers in the High Desert, once you get on and prove that you have those essential skills of being able to show up on time, play
right.
well with others,
right.
Then you can get trained and they'll pay you for that training.
Yeah.
And most of us have tuition reimbursement. So if you want to get an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, we'll provide you help with that. There are a number of opportunities that you can explore. Find the one that you enjoy and then you can pursue that.
And so with that, what would you tell, or what would be your message to young people, and not necessarily just young people, because we also have those individuals, especially after COVID, who are looking to pursue new careers, new career opportunities. So what would be your message to them to encourage them, if nothing more, at least do a little bit of research to give yourself that opportunity?
We offer things for adults as well as those that have made some not wonderful choices, mm-hmm. end up maybe incarcerated, so that we can give them opportunities to redirect their life.
Great.
And those programs are available at Victor Valley College. And again, it's based on where your interests are, and hopefully there's a program. And if not, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know that there's a program that you would like to see, and if there's enough interest, we can get that program off the ground and a certificate, if nothing else.
And I like that. And so how would they reach out to you?
Well, I can be reached at stephen.terrell@vvc.edu. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
You can contact the president's office, and they can get a message to me as well.
Great. Well, you know what, Steve? I want to thank you for coming in today, sharing with us. I hope that you will accept our open invitation mm-hmm. to come back as things are evolving and growing at VVC, because you guys got some wonderful things that are happening there and that are taking place. I believe that this year you broke a record for graduation.
It was well over 900.
Yes. You had a class of what? It was 2,000 and some odd, but there were 900 that actually walked.
There were.
Right? And I think you had an audience of over 12,000 folks that showed up to cheer those people on.
It filled all the way up to the grass at
Glen
Helen.
At Glen mm-hmm. Helen, yes. So obviously, there are some good things that are happening, and there is student success that's taking place there. So please feel free to come back and share with us at any time that you have any information that you want to get out to community, and make sure that we are aware of how we can engage in those opportunities. Because, vibrant communities, right, well-educated communities equal healthy, thriving communities. And that's what we want here in the High Desert.
It is. So I just want to add that Victor Valley College is the fastest growing community college in the state of California.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Over 117 community colleges, VVC is number one.
Yes.
Because VVC is the place to be.
It
certainly is.
That's right. Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. So you know what? We've been talking about really supporting our youth.
Right. Yeah, I mean, summer vacation, we've got school coming up again. I know you're looking forward to it, right? But so many different things to take part in. Yeah, we were just speaking with Steve from mm-hmm. Victor Valley College. So many great things to look forward to at the college here in our local schools here in the High Desert, too.
Right, and so we don't want to take away from the fact that we're still very much in the summer and there still are some wonderful things that are going on, and especially for those parents who might be looking for things to get their kids enrolled in and, mm-hmm. and have them participate in. And so, you know, this is an organization that has been established here for a number of years. It really is a pillar organization here as far as education and enrichment programs, especially around STEM, right? And so Millionaire Mind Kids is a nonprofit organization that was founded back in 2005, so 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the program was actually designed, and this is one of the things that's really unique about this program. This program was designed and implemented by a grandmother, and we know her as Miss Dolores Williams, and her two grandchildren. Naja was 9 years old at the time.
Okay.
And Khalil was 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this program is still standing. It is thriving. It is flourishing. And it can take credit for I don't know how many of our High Desert students who have gone on to higher education and now find themselves in careers in aviation, in the sciences, in arts, just a variety of array of careers. And they're really well known and highly respected for their annual summer camps. So
yeah.
That's where a lot of that work got started,
mm-hmm.
Which is now, I believe, is it in its 15th year?
Our summer camps? Yes.
In its 15th year. And so it's my honor, Roxanne, to welcome Ms. Dolores Williams to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Welcome back, Dolores.
Thank you, and happy summer. I'm so excited. I love the warm weather.
I certainly do.
Now, Dolores, you know, there are so many things that we could discuss, right? And we usually do whenever we get together. But today, what we're really going to talk about, you know, because truth be told, we can talk about youth, we can talk about their education, we can talk about family and parent engagement, we can even talk about reimagining our communities, right? Because those are all things that you are squarely in the middle of. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the wonderful signature Millionaire Mind Kids summer camp program for this year. So before we actually dive into that and you tell us all the wonderful things that are being offered and going on, tell us first why the camp even exists.
Well, you probably know that the answer to that better than me. But the camp was actually created to give me the opportunity to make a life-changing and career-changing event in my life, raising my two grandchildren. And thank you for that wonderful, wonderful introduction of how Millionaire Mind Kids got started. But the reason it exists today is because we believe that we have a level of responsibility
mm-hmm.
to expose young people from various races, but especially in our underserved environment, to opportunities, careers, career technical education, college careers, that they may not otherwise be exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Millionaire Mind Kids exist in our community.
Yeah. And you have a mantra, I'm going to call it, that is stand in your greatness. Right?
Stand in your greatness.
And so
yes.
They are exposed to standing in their greatness, dreaming big, soaring high, right? And so I think in part that's why the camp exists. So I'm just going to give you that one for free.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And just let me just say this about that. The foundation of Millionaire Mind Kids is built on self-empowerment, self-reliancy, and actually walking through all of those doors of greatness, preparing them for the future, and always, always standing in their power.
Yes. And so What camps are being offered at this time, and how can our youth and parents learn more and register? Because I know once they hear about what's being offered, they're going to want to be involved. So tell us that.
So let me take the last question first so that we can get right to that. Millionaire Mind Kids applications are all online this year on my website, www.millionairemindkids.org. Under the student academies, you can look and look at the age criteria and find and select your camp based on the age and what we have to offer. And so I'm really excited because Monday, our camp for ages 8 through 12 starts for STEM robotics. Mm. We've got some arts in there. We've got Teresa Shellcroft, the renowned Miss Teresa Shellcroft, is going to offer our students some art in there. And then we kind of got another little twang in there. Teens, where you at? You know, spoken word is coming in on for 2 weeks. And also starting half days for our teens, and that's brand new. Regina, you know, you and I did the art academy a couple of years ago, and that was one of the big hits. So they gave us a call out and say, hey, look, we want to reach out, we want to give back, and we want to give back through Millionaire Mind
That's
Kids.
That's wonderful.
And you know, our door is open because our canvas is blank, and then when somebody called me and say we want to do something for our kids, the answer is yes. So spoken word is coming through from July 7th through the 11th, and then the second week. But the 7th, we also have the STEM robotics from 8 to 12.
Okay.
Our camps are free to all of our kids across the high desert.
Yes.
We just graduated 35 kids, and we were supposed to take 25, but we graduated 35 kids from our aviation camp on Friday. We also graduated the first week in June, 25 students from our law and justice. So we are fired up and ready to go.
Yes. So now the camps are free. And tell me what they can expect to get with the camps.
So the camps are free. We didn't talk about all the camps. So, we have the STEM camp that's starting on Monday. Following that, we have the financial literacy camp. And all this information is on our website. Then we have the advanced robotics engineering camp for teens that's following that. And then I love doing last, the Scholarship Academy camp. And Regina, you and I partner on that every single year.
Yes.
And so we actually love doing that one last because in August, that's when all the new scholarships are released. And so we want our kids to write actual scholarships during that period.
Oh, wow.
And not fake scholarships or mock scholarships.
Yes.
And DVL, we get a chance to have our students review the DVL scholarships and prepare them. And so that they can play in this game to win. Because it's no problem for us sending them to college, but having them to retain and sustain during that period of time. So we're really, really excited about that.
Right. And so when they sign up for the camp, what's included?
It's all inclusive. Here's what they need to bring. A great attitude. Positive behavior. And everything else is prepared. So in our STEM camp, what parents can expect, and parents are welcome to volunteer, but what parents can expect in their STEM camp is for their kids to have a really high, exciting, fun learning experience. They'll get a chance to build robots and computer programming. They'll get a touch of AI. They'll get a chance to be exposed to workforce skills at 8 years old. Mm. And these are core values. They'll learn how to work as a team and how to prepare an engineering design notebook. And these 5 days, they learn to work through the engineering design process because we are really, really preparing them and exposing them for this next step in their life. So we want to expose them to that full rim of engineering as much as we can in 5 days. They'll wear lab coats, so they'll be in a work environment where they are supposed to show up on time, just like they were coming to work. Show up on time, ready to go to work, positive attitude, good team spirit, and we take care of everything else. They have breakfast when they first come in the morning. Everything is free for them. We serve them lunch. We give them playtime. We give them outside exciting time, adventurous time, and we go to work. So STEM, the arts, and Teens Where You At, spoken word,
yes,
is what we are expecting this first week. And then you can just extrapolate that to the other programs. Breakfast, all of our programs are consistent. So they get breakfast, they get real-life training experience, and especially for our teens, they get life skills and
right.
and financial literacy and how to manage their monies and scholarship academies. They get a chance, again, to write mm-hmm. scholarships and identify colleges and which colleges are best for them and even explore various majors that they may not be exposed to. So we are excited mm-hmm. about our summer programs, and every single year we look for ways consistently to improve the quality of our program, because we believe every student in the High Desert, first of all, belongs to me. And then secondly, every single student deserves the very best that we can give them. Our brand is Standards of Excellence. We train our staff specifically to address our students with dignity and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And the standards that they implore throughout the camp experience is extraordinary. And I just want to add, we're just finishing up our summer program at Adelanto Elementary at five schools from Adelanto Elementary School District, and we had the opportunity this year to expose TKs to engineers. So that's nice. Really, really exciting.
Yes,
for
very
us. We got a chance
exciting.
To pilot that, and so from here on out, our Young Genius programs will be exposing TK through from cradle to career. www.millionairemindkids.org.
Great. Ms. Dolores, we want to thank you for the continued work that you've done here in the High Desert and the outstanding job that you're doing, caring for, being intentional in that care and focus for our youth, as well as for our parents and the engagement that you are able to successfully get from our parents. Well, we want to thank you for all of that, but most of all, for staying the course. We know this year has been a challenging and trying year for you, and so we just applaud your strength, your grace, and your commitment to excellence. And so we are hoping and knowing that your phones are going to be ringing off the hook this weekend as people are getting this information. And there'll probably be a line outside your door on Monday morning, right? But thank you for all that you do, all that you continue to do in the mission of Millionaire Mind Kids. And we hope that you'll come back and share with us as you guys are achieving great things, especially in the city of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
With the school district there.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and share some of that information with us.
I absolutely will. Thank you, phenomenal parents, for entrusting us with your children. We are honored to serve this community. This community has been our village, and we are very, very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.